In this leader feeder, we look at several tips on how to be more effective when communicating with your manager.
Like I always say, if you take care of your employees, you can get them to do just about anything. Just takes a little caring, a little sensitivity. All they need to know is that someone is listening to their needs, cares about it, and addresses those needs. That's how I've always done it, and I think you should be doing it the same way. Don't you agree? Sure.
Learning how to be more effective with your manager can make your life as a frontline leader less stressful and position you for future promotion. Let's look at five different tips to help you become more effective when communicating with your manager. Tip number one, go with solutions, not problems. Every time you bring a problem to your boss without a solution, you create two negative situations. First, your manager will have to spend the time and effort coming up with a solution. And secondly, the solution might not even be the most effective one because your boss isn't familiar with the situation as you are. You might end up having to live with a decision or solution you don't like. So make sure you bring a solution or a couple of alternatives forward. Your boss will appreciate your problem-solving skills and you'll have more buy-in to the solution since you helped create it. Tip number two, be aware of timing. There's a good time to ask for things and a bad time to make a request. Generally, your manager will be more receptive to requests for additional resources when things are running smoothly and business is good. You're only asking for rejection when you approach your manager on a bad day or when business conditions are poor. Sometimes you'll have no choice but to ask when the conditions aren't perfect, but whenever possible, increase your odds of success by asking when your manager is more positive. Tip number three, build a business case. If you need your manager to increase resources or spend money, it's important to quantify the savings. Most organizations require some sort of cost-benefit analysis in order to spend unbudgeted dollars. So your manager might need to justify the expenditure to his boss or to the finance team. So help him or her by providing the numbers. You could let your manager do the cost-benefit analysis on his own, but that will likely cause delays. Make it easier and more likely to get the decision you want by doing the homework in advance. Tip number four, get to the point. Many managers have more dominant personalities, and that means they prefer to get to the bottom line. They also get more suspicious when there's a long story. So get to the point, state your problem and how you plan to correct it. If they have questions, they'll ask. Don't be seen by your manager as wasting his or her time. And finally, tip number five, plant seeds, then harvest. If you approach your manager with an idea that he or she hasn't given much thought to, they might get negative or defensive. Recognize that some ideas need time to germinate in the mind of your manager. Plant the seeds of the idea in a preliminary kind of way, then follow up with a future conversation to see if it's time to harvest the answer. And don't get upset if your manager comes back to you with the same idea without giving you credit. After all, if you influence the decision, you can smile to yourself knowing that you made the boss look good and feel good. Being more effective when communicating with your manager will be a positive influence on your career. It's always a good idea to make your boss look good in the eyes of his or her manager. For more resources, including books, videos, and even our training workshops, or just to join our Facebook community and link with like-minded supervisors and frontline leaders, visit us online at frontlineleadership.com.